Daily with Martin Bester.
Tell me, fam, what would our mornings be without a bit of...
Yo.
Black coffee. Woo. On the line is black coffee, everybody. Woo. Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Morning, morning.
And congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We could not be more proud. A Grammy nomination. How did it feel? Tell me all about it. How do you get the call? Do you get a WhatsApp? What?
Everyone's been trying to find out. I actually find out like everyone else.
What?
There's no private mail or anything. That's what happened. So I manage them. Sent a WhatsApp message. It was very confusing.
You found out like the rest of us. That's amazing.
So I find out like everyone else. We never had a conversation about submitting for the album. I remember we were talking about a song, what song are we going to, you know, submit, because my album, how we released singles over a long period of time.
Yeah.
So we didn't know if, you know, for instance, Drive was released quite a long time ago. We didn't know if it would qualify, given the time frame, you know, so everything was just unreal.
I mean, I can just imagine, man, that we couldn't be more proud. And ears holding thumbs, you've already won in our eyes. It really
Look,
just
I'm
to get a nomination.
Man. That's never going to change.
You're a Grammy nominee. No one can take that away from you. Listen, you are, I mean, and I see you on social media just absolutely living the life and representing South Africa so proudly at the most incredible parties, stages, festivals, places in the world. Is this the highlight, though?
I don't know. I think I love winning.
We all do.
I think you kind of like get addicted to it, and I'm addicted to. I get the hard work, you know, but I love the happy ending, you know.
Of course.
So I'm definitely gonna want something else, you know. I mean, there's still a lot that one wants to do. You know, there's a lot of like great musicians that I want to work with, which might be more fulfilling to me than being nominated. You know, there's still a lot that I want to do.
You know, I'm going to be a typical South African now, or that typical hometown person who asks you, of all these incredibly famous and big names that you rub shoulders with, mm-hmm. and work with, who impressed you the most? Who motivated and inspired you the most?
Oh, damn. It's two people.
Yeah.
But I can't share stories, but it's three people. It's Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Drake.
Oh. But just that list already. Yeah.
Come on.
Yes,
yeah. Aim high. That's come on.
It's humility. You know, it's not even work ethic. It's not success. It's not, you know, like interaction, you know, with them when it happened, like really, really blew me away.
No, I hear that, and you learn something from that. Doesn't matter what your successes are in life, if you can still stay humble and be approachable and accessible, I guess, then that's what it's all about. I really would love if sometime you make it to our studio. I mean, Liesl spoke to you last night. Thank you, Liesl, for asking him to chat to us.
We were out partying last night.
Yes, partying on a school night. Well, for me specifically.
Yeah.
And your set, he played the most incredible set. I was dancing.
Thank you so
much. There's videos of me everywhere having so much fun. Yeah. Really, really impressed. And I think it was just an honor as well, Natty, to have you here. Because like I said, we're now the hometown people that when you come back and anyone like a Zozi Beanie Tunzi was there as well. It's so exciting.
Yes. We all want a piece.
Yes.
Yeah, we all. But Diesel's looking very fresh this morning and you sound like you've had a party last night. What's happening?
I stayed up for
long. You're the DJ. Before I let you go, just a message to all of our listeners, and our listeners listen from all over South Africa and the world, from all walks of life. What message do you have for them this Christmas?
Support, man. You know, it's the support. I'm truly grateful, because it's one thing to, like, as an artist, to have all these dreams, just the support locally, like, that I've got, even from the album. You know, even when it came out, and the, you know, there were feelings that, you know, this album is a little bit different. It doesn't sound local enough, and you know, but still the support was there. You know, just the people, like South African people, support. You know, I appreciate that so much, and radio, and like everyone embraced the project. You know, you know, that I'm very grateful.
If you win, sorry, when you win the Grammy. When you win the Grammy, what can I buy you that you think will fit into my budget?
Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Oh, that was great. Nice. Black coffee in the house, everybody. Thank you very much for the chat, Snotty. Look after yourself. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're so proud of him. Grammy nominee. Sure. Black coffee on the line.
Morning Bester.